This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Congress is back this week with a big question looming. Will there be an agreement on a plan to extend a tax cut that helps people buy health insurance? CPR's Caitlin Kim.
It's an issue that is dividing the Republican conference, including members of the Colorado congressional delegation. Grand Junction's Jeff Hurd has introduced a bipartisan bill that extends the enhanced premium tax credit for 2 years with modifications. Other centrists in the party have different ideas around a two-year extension. Still, other Republicans question why they should salvage the extension or say they don't want it to benefit undocumented immigrants. The Senate is expected to vote on some sort of extension bill by the end of next week. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Downhill snow sports generate tens of billions of dollars each year, but a lack of snow so far this winter has delayed openings at many big ski resorts across the region. The Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen reports.
Take a look at some Ski Mountain webcams and you'll still see a whole lot of brown patches.
Oh, dude, it's so bad.
Scott Mellon works at Teton Mountaineering, a gear store in Jackson, Wyoming. Jackson Hole Mountain Resort is one of many ski areas pushing back opening day after a warm and dry November. It means no rush of customers renting skis or getting boots fitted to hit the slopes.
Mostly we're just noticing a lack of customers. People just aren't showing up quite as much.
The Northern Rockies will see snow this week and colder temps, good for man-made powder to supplement. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
It's just about 6:04. Stay with us. This is CPR News.